Good morning. This is Mario from Postcard. How can I help you?
I says, good morning. This is Wanda Costello. Could I speak to Myra?
Oh, hi, Wanda. Well, actually, Myra is promoted. She's no longer with the case of Ms. Costello. I'm just the coordinator that will be taking care now from the visits.
Okay.
I was verifying the visits from yesterday. And I know that I sent you a message yesterday for the visit on March the 2nd. You sent me the
Yes.
attention. That was already processed. Right now is that yesterday there was an issue reported that some clockings in the morning were not registered on the app. Many
So
caregivers called them for.
mine's went
Yeah,
through
you.
because it said
Yeah, I remember that you told me that, and I was checking this morning, but I didn't see that clocking. I saw the clock out, but not the clocking. So
So
that's
I got to do
why.
the clock in for yesterday.
Well, just send me the timesheet with the clocking and the clock out. I mean, just process the timesheet, and I will do it immediately here on system to have
Okay, so
the
do I
visit
need to do the
registered.
clock out too on the sheet or no?
Yes, the clocking and the clock out on the sheets. That's correct.
So you want me to do the clock in and clock out?
Yes, for yesterday visit. Today the system is working properly. I already see here the clocking that you made today at 7:34. So it should be
Yes.
okay for you to make the clock out, and you don't need to send
It's
any more
crazy
attention.
because
Okay?
why does it think? Because she was like, you got to wait till it says, okay, goodbye. And it did that. Like sometimes I do have to, it doesn't register, so I'll hang up and call right back and do it again.
Yes, I understand. Well, normally my suggestion is that if you make the clocking and you are not sure, or if you receive any message like an error, or if you receive a confirmation, just to make sure you can sign out and sign in back, just to see if the system registered the clocking. And if you want, you can send me a text message, and I can check here just to confirm that the clocking is on system. If I don't see the clocking, I can let you know, and you can try one more time. Okay?
Okay, so Myra's no longer there.
No, she's no longer in the coordination department. She was promoted to another department.
Okay, so are you going to still have the same number?
Yes, the number is the same. The extension
Okay.
is the same, and you can send me a text message to the same number. I will be the one answering all the questions, or if you need to make any change, make any update, you can send me a message, or you can call me, and I will be here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Okay?
So let me write down your name because I don't know. Give me one second.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So what's your name?
My name is Mario.
Mario. Mario.
Mario. Mario.
Yeah. Okay.
I
So what's the extension number there? Because I never knew the extension
Sure. If the
number.
system requests an extension, you can place extension 134.
Okay. 1, 3, 4. Okay. I'm going to get Dolores situated and everything a little better, and then I'll clock in and clock out for yesterday.
Okay, I already sent you a message with the link where you can enter that timesheet to register the clock in
Yes.
the clock out for yesterday. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and let me ask you, what would be a good time to call Ms. Dolores? Because I just would like to have a brief introduction with her, just to let her know that I'm the new coordinator. Is she, maybe she available now?
Let me you could talk to her now.
Oh, okay, if she's there, you can put her on the phone, and I will have that brief
Yeah,
conversation.
hold on. Let me I can go upstairs and get something to drink.
Okay.
I'm going back upstairs, so
Sure.
let me get her on so you can talk to her. Oh, sorry about that. I'm like, oh, hold on. I'm glad I did call her, though. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, here's Dolores. usted.
Hi, Ms. Dolores.
This is your SIF coordinator.
Oh, okay.
So it's not Myra. No.
All right.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Ms. Dolores.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. My name is Mario. I will be the new coordinator assigned for Family First Care to make sure that the visits are attending on time and that everything is okay. I already passed my contact information to Wanda. I just wanted to know if everything is okay with the visits, if you are receiving a good service, or is there any update that you want to report?
No, everything's good.
Okay, glad to hear that. Have you been hospitalized recently?
Say it again, you didn't hear.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was asking if have you been hospitalized recently?
No.
Okay. Okay. Service is provided in the address 214 Westbury County down in Downingtown.
Westbury Court.
Yes, 214 Westbury Court. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. So in this case, that will be all. If you need any assistance from me, you can contact me to the number that Wanda already have, and here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dolores. Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day.
You know what? I did want to say one thing, Mario. Because Myra used that call in so she could send gloves out and sanitizer and mask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you could do that.
Oh, okay. Do you need to have glove and sanitizer? Correct?
Yes. The gloves is large.
Mm-hmm. What is the say? Large?
The gloves is a large.
The large. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will put it.
And sanitizer and the mask.
Mask? Okay, sanitizer, gloves,
yeah.
And mask. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I will put it on the report so the agency can send those to the address. Okay. Okay, Wanda,
thank you very much
for your time. You're
okay.
Welcome.
Okay, nice meeting you, and I'll do that time sheet.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.